Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, you was when you were now, Uganda.
Praise Jesus, all of you brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet all your brethren and wish them the best, which come from the Lord Jesus, after getting them from the Father,
and
sent them to us through the Holy Spirit and His angels. As Revelations 1 verse 1,
as
revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, which God the Father gave Him and revealed it His servant John, and sends Him His angel. Revelations 1, 9 and 10
says
that He was in spirit, and it never happened without the Holy Spirit. Come to pass not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. And we too, though we've come like today, we are in this place, but not by our power, neither by our might, but by the Spirit of God. He who leads the children of God. Last time He told us in John 6 that if the Father, my Father, never draws you, you cannot come to me. You
know,
we see that we arrived unto God and we learn and we get to know Him, but don't know that Himself draw us. Even the way you arrived, when you remember the snares He put your way, and the headedness and the stubbornness you acted, the one who thought for you and picked you up, yet you ask Him questions as if He's not God. What is heaven? Heaven, what is that?
And
ask questions you did all,
but
bear that and He brought you. Now we thank God for the Father, sending the Spirit and gather us to the Lord Jesus. For He will never gather us with Him, He's His enemy. But the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they gather us to Christ to give us life. We too today we want to move on with that. For the prophet of God, or the servant of God,
who
seem to have chosen the will of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It ought us to have chosen the will of God. Many times we have our personal wills, but our will never comes to pass.
For
God said none of those He counseled that will never happen.
And
if you want to act crafty on His counsels, and He said, who is this bringing darkness in the counsel, and with words without knowledge? Now Satan should not push and persuade you in any word that don't agree with the counsel of God, for it will surely stand. For you will argue with it and you will fight. One day you will see it's come to pass. I don't know what you will do about that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Think of the way how that word has come. Why do you think it has come? The men had a voice thundering right from heaven, and they said, why has the voice come? Maybe it's for an angel, maybe it's been a thunder.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But brethren, we are moving on with the call of the nation on behalf of other nations. I will request you upon every word God counsels on the call which is the nation Uganda, don't there enter in your head a thought contending with the thoughts of God, neither to draw close to it an evil wrong thought on concern planning this ministration. For it's taken long. God has a reason up. He doesn't want any person in his way. He can arise against you with a iron hand. Praise Jesus much. Now when God cancels in these seasons, don't cancel things of darkness. Those without knowledge, and you speak of food
and drinks,
and you think they are what are needed in this time. This time is not eating and drinking.
In
this time you're thinking of planting the work of God, for that is what he wants. You may say, apostles not given us food like today. Some of us have no capital. Others they just from houses. Now we raise money for television. This time is not to think of food, even water to drink. We had that time from 2017, we had all that time.
We had
time of 2017 to think of food up to 2018. There we had thoughts of eating and drinking. When we reached 2019, thoughts of eating and drinking ceased. We think of the work of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank
God
for
giving us this good time again. We want to move on with the call of God upon the nation Uganda. God's worldwide promised call upon Uganda. And still it's God's work. It is God's final work on the planet Earth. And it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And it's the greatest and the last revival on the planet Earth that God has been promising all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in all brethren, that all is what he put in this heading, the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. In the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC, according to that we've heard of, understood Uganda were called to prepare other nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ to take up his Holy Ones, even the end of the world. As Israel prepared for his birth on the world to redeem us from our sins. When we read in the Romans 9, verse 1 to 5, those we know well, they are the Israelites. Those were given to become children, and they were given the glory,
and they were
given the covenant which was established by the laws.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And those who are put upon the call of the service of God, even all those things promised, and all those as we first heard them, God moved on to change them in the latter days to put them on the nation Uganda. And we look to get explained of those three words: the call which is on the nation Uganda, as it was on the nation of Israel, the covenant of God with the nation Uganda, as it was with the nation of Israel, even the glory of God on the nation of Uganda, as it was on the nation of Israel.
But
we still want to first wind up the call.
God is biblical, historical. Yes,
praise Jesus much. That we've looked with this name,
God is biblical, historical, prophetic call upon Uganda in AD.
Okuyitibwa kwa Mukama okuli mu Bible, mu byafaayo ne mu bunnabbi ku Uganda mu AD.
Like it was on Israel in BC.
Nga we kwali ku Israel in BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And we first saw upon Uganda.
The biblical call upon Uganda. That one we finished it. The call of God which is in the nation Uganda, as it was marked in the scriptures of truth, that one we finished it above. And we ended last time, and we saw the call of God in the nation Uganda, as it was marked in the history, that spoken of in the entire world, and it bases on the truth of the Bible, and they were put in involvement much with the European explorers in the book entitled My African Journey, where they thought much for the source of the river Nile, and they said where the source of that river is. We have a great hope of the Christian faith, a new hope, the wonderful greatest revival, the altar and the pillar, and the sign and the witness in the midst of the land of Egypt or Africa, and they focused much on Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
to
put upon it that glory of God.
God's prophetic call.
This day we want to look at okuyitibwa kwa Mukama mu bunnabbi.
God's prophetic call upon Uganda.
Okuyitibwa kwa Mukama ku Uganda okuli mu bunnabbi.
In AD,
mo AD,
like is on Israel BC.
Gawe kwali mo Israel mo BC.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
We've
headed on to that.
Okuyitibwa kwa Katonda okuli mu bunnabbi ku ggwanga erya Uganda.
Prophetic call which in on the nation Uganda. In the era of AD, as it was in Israel with BC.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
History,
after the history,
yatandika mwa runana,
which began in the 1858, and it was winded up in the 1950s. Just as we first heard,
history
began to give us of many things. At the beginning of the 1900,
we can
get a prophecy from the nation Uganda and outside Uganda, and it moved on to emphasize of that call which is on the nation of Uganda on behalf of other nations.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much.
So
today we want to look to the prophecies that which are released speaking of the call on the nation Uganda on behalf of other nations in the era of AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But just as I've explained you that after we saw in the Bible and the call was marked in it very well,
but
reached in the history that's spoken of in the entire world, there too we saw the same marking indicated there. But we told you after history ending, to giving a witness on the call of Uganda, then prophecies began to arise right from Uganda and outside Uganda, even up to today. And it's still moving on to witness of what Bible spoke on the call which is on the nation Uganda.
The
prophecy move on established that spoken in history, that which was gotten in the scriptures of truth. Now this prophecy means it's also based in the Bible,
and it's based
on history which has been spoken on Uganda,
and moves
on established the call on the nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But you know of this, the prophecy of God
It speaks
of the call which is on the nation Uganda on behalf of other nations. It was released and is getting released from Uganda outside our nation of Uganda. What is this, brethren? God never does anything before warning his prophets, and we know always he puts witness three or two. As God speaks of the call on Uganda on behalf of other nations,
he
decided to bring witness as we read in the Bible, and the nation was marked with the works it's meant to do. And we moved to history, and it came as the second witness. Now we have gone to the prophecies that which were released on the call on the nation Uganda. From Uganda and outside Uganda. But we have begun from there. Before I bring examples of those prophets, we remember one thing. God goes to tell us that every day he never does something except when he first warned his prophets.
So now concerning
the call on the nation of Uganda, it's not something which is just falling on us. But we have seen in the Bible, we have seen in the history. Now we head on to the prophecy, was released in the AD, and moves on to establish the same issue. Where we are going to see men like the Australians,
and
we shall see the Apostle John Mulinde, them to move to establish the same thing, even the many others.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But as God first tells us in Amos, Amos chapter
3,
in the verse
6
and
7,
God does not do anything before he warns.
This
word on the call on Uganda for the other nations,
it's
not a word which just falls on us like today,
but
it's being prepared for a long time.
God
has come preparing for a long time,
and
just waiting for the seasons for the fulfillment,
that
he will bring us all the witness, even the entire world, and it knows of it. Not something attached to us that we shall follow just on it. Let's first read in the Amos and we hear
Amos 3 from
verse 6.
Bafu yire kondere mu kibuga abantu ne batatia. Obwibugwa ku kibuga mukama ngatabuleese olinyolwo musanvu. Mazima mukama Katonda tali iko kya likola wabulanga abikulidde abaddu be bannabbi ekyamache.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Can
they sound a trumpet
and
people don't hear?
And
can there be a calamity falling on the world
and
God has not gotten to know of it? And he has said that surely God will do nothing unless when he first revealed it to his servants the prophets. Now, even though we've come look to the call of the nation Uganda, as what's marked in the Bible, and as God promised the nation of Israel, that I will bring a new nation to serve me. And when we reached in the history,
that
based on the scriptures of truth, them to move on to point on the same nation, the nation of Uganda, where the source of the river Nile, and expect a great revival, the altar of the living God, the powerful pillar, the sign of God, and the witness. But in this time, as we look to the prophecy that released in the era of
Eden,
and it speaks on the call on the nation Uganda on behalf of other nations,
he
told us in the Amos chapter 3 in the verse 6 and 7 that surely can they sound the trumpet and people don't hear.
era waliwo ekyakabi kyonna ekiyinza okugwa ku ggwanga
something great happen on the world
nga Katonda takitegeddeeko
God's not aware of it
n'agamba zima
and he's saying indeed
Katonda talikola kintu kyonna
God will never do anything
okujjako ng'asoose n'alabula mu baweereza be bannabbi
unless when he's first warned through his servants the prophets
kati newankubadde nga tubale tulina
even though we have been having
obujulizi obwogera kuyitibwa kw'eggwanga erya Uganda
the witness speak of the call of the Uganda
mu Bayibuli
in the Bible
mu bannabbi abo mu Bayibuli abo mu BC
prophets in the Bible within BC
naye ati netulaba n'obujulizi obulala mu history
we also saw another witness in the history
okuba European explorers.
Right from the European explorers.
Abari,
those were Christians or Protestants then.
Abari,
those were the born agains of them.
Na
and them to move on prove the same issue.
Wabula, atibu,
yet today,
twaga tunulira atobo nabyo bwayongera ne bunyweza ata history ne biri mu Bible.
Move on. Look to the prophecy which moved on, established the history and what's in the Bible. That's what
it says
in Amos 3:6-7. That can they sound a trumpet? People can never hear. Can a calamity happen on the world? And God is not aware of it.
Era mazima Katonda takola kintu kyonna.
Surely God does nothing.
Okujjako ng'asoose n'alabula.
When he's first warned his servants, the prophets, he says, I'm going to do a good thing or a wonderful thing like this.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
these we are speaking of today, these are not words which have just happened. We are here to fulfill the generation we are in, to fulfill those we are shown in the three criteria in the call which is on the nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
that's why they're all joined up to be brought your way. For you will not get a witness beyond this. But that to fulfill.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All those God has a verse is used in Amos 3. This verse 6.
And
picks this, let's repeat it.
Amos esule yokusatu lolu nyiriryo lwa mukaga.
Amos chapter 3 verse 6.
Bafu yire kondere mu kibuga abantu ne batatia. Obubi bugwa ku kibuga mukama nga tabuleese.
Nti ddala bayinza ofuwe kondere.
That can they sound the trumpet?
Abantu ne batatia.
And people don't get afraid.
Nenga mujukire.
But you remember. Buli
twogera ku kondere.
In the time we speak of the trumpet.
Katunda yogeranga agamba abantu abali mu nsi yo erimu omugachira.
Folks saying those people in the nation where there's the river Nile.
Erange migaji salamu.
And the rivers divided.
Bajja kutuka bafuwe kondere lyo kuyitibwa ku kubaliko.
Rich and time and sound the trumpet of the call which is on them. But he said, won't people hear it? And it will happen when God does it. No. Let's briefly get back Isaiah 18 and we hear. As we go give you some of the prophecies, those released in the
Eddy. It
strengthens those God first marked in the Bible on the call of
Uganda.
The nation of Uganda. On behalf of the nations,
and
establish those we put in the history which move on speak of this call which is on our nation Uganda.
So about Isaiah 18,
if you look to Isaiah 18 the verse 1 to 3, we are a nation which is meant to sound the trumpet, the trumpet of preparing all other nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
That,
but this trumpet's not been sounded without the preparation of God. God first warned. Let's read as we hear.
Isaiah
18 from verse 1.
Wowe, ense yokuwakwa yakwebiwawatiro, eriye mitala we migaja kusi, olwokubiri, etuma babaka kunyanja mu bibaya kumazi, ngeyogera nti mugende. Mwababaka abangu, eri gwange gwanvu, eri gwewevu, eri abantu ababanga abentisa, kasokedde babeerawo na guno gujwa. Egwange erigera, eri erinyirira ddala, ensi yaabwe emigayi gisazeemu.
Yes, you have been your
praise Jesus much.
Okusinziira mu Isaiah 18.
According to Isaiah 18, the verse 1 and 2,
agamba nti wowe eri egwanga.
He said, woe unto the nation.
With
the wearing of wings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Which
is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Africans map.
We showed you on the African map. We showed you a nation which is downwards and after Ethiopia. And the rivers divide it. And it's the nation of Uganda. And it was majorly marked with the river Nile.
Just
as
see
in the angle of this place on the projector. But the verse 3 it says, nation is to sound the trumpet and the entire world will hear. Let us read as we hear.
Isaiah 18
verse 3.
Mwemwe naba tula munsi. Namu wababira kutaka liensi. Ebendera we wanikibuanga kunsozi. Mula banga. Ereko ndere wilifu iwanga. Muli langa.
Uli deburunji.
Have you heard very well?
Isaiah 18 from verse 1 to
3.
Luma na nilukula gensi.
It eventually shows you the nation.
People
who are aggressive from the beginning. The land beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
And
the nation, many rivers divide it.
Even though
it has the longest river in the entire world, the river Nile. And that nation is Uganda.
The
nation is spoken of to raise the banner of God.
What
it's called the altar of God and the sign and the pillar and the witness of God in the midst of the world. But according to Isaiah
18
and the verse 3 he
said,
when we raise that banner,
no
even the sounding of that trumpet, everyone who sits on the world, everyone on the land of this world,
has
to humble and hear what said in the Amos 3 in the verse 6.
If
you think they will sound the trumpet, people don't lay their heart to
it,
and you think
that's
happened and God is not aware,
and
you think, can he do anything?
He's
not warned it through his prophets.
Today
is what we want to move on and bring prophecies. Let's repeat Amos as we hear.
Amos chapter 3,
verse 6.
Bafu ile kondere mchibuga, abantune batatia. Obubibu kwa kuchibuga, mukama angatabule ise. Ulinyoro musambu. Mazima mukama katonda tali ko kya alikola wabulanga bikulide abaddu be banabbi ekyamache.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama mazima tali ko kya alikola.
God will never do anything
okujja ko ngasose nabikulira abaddu be banabbi.
Unless when his first revealed to his servant the prophets.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ne wangu baddo kuyitibwa kuno okuli kugwanga la Uganda kulwa mawanga gonna.
Even though this call on Uganda for the other nations.
Kwaso ko okulabikwa mu bunabbi obuli mu Bible.
It was first marked in prophecies in the Bible.
Ngabwe twaso ko okuwulira.
As we first heard.
As
God promised Israel of the new nation.
God knew
that these people,
they were
rich to say that perhaps those prophets wrote their own things.
And there are
people who believe things of the Bible.
And there are those
who believe history and
they say, no,
let's make history.
To
add on what's in the Bible.
Someone begins to believe
the Bible.
We
want to believe from history.
And he
said, let's make history.
What the European
explorers made on the nation Uganda.
In that our
book, my African journey, where they searched much for the river Nile,
and
where they named Uganda Pearl of
Africa.
But after history finished, and they said that will be history.
And
he said that those will say that will be history. Now I have to add on them another prophecies.
It
comes out support prophecy in the Bible.
What's
spoken on history on Uganda and its call.
Na
and still he sends
Banabi,
the prophets in the era of Eddie.
nebatandika okutambula nga bava mu nsi ez'enjawulo
ngabajja
muno mu Uganda okwogera kuyitibwa okwo
kwekumun'abo
bennyini abali mu ggwanga
eribannayuganda
nebongerera okulaba ebintu kale Katonda n'aba nga kino ekintu takikoze bukozi nekigwa
bugwi
Yesu yebazibwe kwe kuyitibwa
kwazaalanga mu nsi yonna
eranga n'emitima gy'ensi zonna
ziriindiridde
akati gwe kyenkugamba nga gwe munayuganda nawe mukwano gwa
Uganda
nawe ayagala Katonda okwetoola ensi
yonna
tetukyalina budde bwakulinda kubanga obujulirizi obusatu ku nsonga
eno
ey'okuyitibwa okuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda ku lw'amawanga gonna kumaze okubanga kukuleetebwa mu bujjuvu okyayagala bujulizi bwa
nabaki
kubanga ayogera mu kyamateeka essula ey'19
14-16
nti kasita obujulizi obusatu bumala okujja ensonga enywezebwe nga bunywezebwa
akati
kuno kulabula eri abantu ab'enjawulo abaagala okuyimirira mu kkubo ery'okuyitibwa kuno okuziyiza
of this call to hinder it.
Kubanga obujulizi kebumaze okujja
bwonsatulensonga
emaze okukola ki
the matter has already been established
era tokyayinza ati ogisiguukuula newankwadde okwagala ogiyuuyayuuya kubanga kati ogenda laba omukono gwa Katonda olw'obujulizi buno mu linnya lya Mukama waffe
Yesu
kyava agamba bw'ati
kyamateeka 19:14
munsi Mukama Katonda wo gyakuwa okugirya
asooka n'awoninga omanyi Katonda bw'aba ayise eggwanga obanga ayise
omuntu
tojjululanga kuyitibwako okwetekeko
you do not attach yourself on that his call
wangi
are we together
kakati ekyokuyitibwa bwe kibanga kyayogerwa ku ggwanga lya Uganda
the call was spoken on a nation Uganda
bayibuli mu bannabbi bonna abo mubayibuli
in all prophets
nga bwe twasooka okuwulira ne tuwulira isitole nga naye akakasa ensonga y'emu twongera okuleeta obunnabbi temutawaana okujjulula ensalo z'okuyitibwa kuno
waste time to change the marks of this call.
Kubanga already ya marking egwanga eryo kuvadda.
Already marked this nation from long.
Era tusobola katukujulula nsala ezo.
And you can never remove those boundaries.
N'okuwanyisa obuwanyisa okuyitibwa tekikyasoboka.
Even to dare exchange the call it's no more possible.
Kubanga mujjukira nga mu Isaiah 19 yatusuubiza n'agamba.
Remember Isaiah 19 he promised
bwe tunaaba tukyagaanya okuyitibwa.
If we refuse the call.
Agenda tukuba paka lwe tunaabikkiriza.
He will beat us till we shall admit it.
Kati kyavudde asooka okulabula.
That's why he first warned
you. Ng'agenda okuwa akamunena lwaki alese obujulizi bw'emirundi
esatu
totawananga okujjulula ebiteereddwa ku ggwanga oli baliyitiddwa mu nsonga
ezo
gwe nga Uganda
oteekeddwa
kujjulula bino ate manya naye mukwano gwa Uganda tosowadde okujjulula bino naawe ava mu nsi yonna kino tekikyajjulukuka kazza kimala ofuna obujulizi obusatu oba tokyasobola kijjulula kabatuddiremu olw'14
owulire
kyamateeka olw'okubiri essuula ey'19 n'olunyiriri olw'14 tojjululanga nsalo ya muliraanawo ab'edda gye baasimba mu busika bwo boolisika mu nsi Mukama Katonda wo gy'akuwa okugirya
owulidde bulungi nti ensalo zino ez'okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lino twazize tugira ab'edda be baazikolaki be
baazimaakinga
twawulira mu bayibuli bannabbi nga bajja boogera ne batuuka n'okumaakinga nti emaakingiddwa n'emigga bweti wansi w'emigga gya
Ethiopia
ensi eyo emigga gigisazeemu kankubeere tokyalina byakujjulula kubanga bw'amala okwogera ekyo wansi n'agamba ebigambo bino
kyamateeka
19:15
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri essuula y'19
19:15.
Omujulirwa omu tagolokokeranga ku muntu olw'obutali butuukirivu bwonna oba olw'ekibi kyonna. Mu kibi kyonna kyayonoona olw'akamwa k'abajulirwa ababiri oba olw'akamwa k'abajulirwa abasatu ekigambo kinaanywezebwanga. Olunyo lw'19. Omujulirwa atali mutuukirivu bagolokokeranga ku muntu yenna okutegeeza ng'akoze bubi. 17. Abasajja bombi abawakana empaka ezo banaayimiriranga mu maaso ga Mukama, mu maaso ga bakabona n'abalamuzi abalibaawo mu nnaku ziri. 18. Kale abalamuzi banaakemerezanga nnyo, era laba, omujulirwa oyo bw'abanga omujulirwa ow'obulimba era ng'awaayiriza muganda we. Olunyo lw'19. Kale munaamukoleranga nga bw'abadde alowooza okukola muganda we.
Owulidde bulungi?
You heard very well.
Ensonga enywezibwe ng'olw'abajulirwa babiri oba basatu.
The matter should be established by witness of two or three.
Era bwe tutuuse wano ku kuyitibwa kuno okuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda,
olw'amawanga
gonna, okugateekateeka olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo,
atuddamu okubuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
n'obutuukirivuobwakabaka
bw'omu
ggulu.
Tewakyali kya kukyusa.
There is no more anything to change.
Era tetulina mujulizi wa bulimba ku nsonga eno.
No false witness on this issue.
Kubanga obunabbi obuli mu Bayibuli bwatulaga.
Prophecy in the Bible showed us.
Twandibadde tunoonya uwo mu Bayibuli tumukube kubanga teyandibadde na bujulizi bwa kubiri.
Such the one of the Bible beat him for that no witness of the second.
Naye bwe twafunye ate ebyafaayo.
When we got the history.
Nga nayo byogera kuyitibwa kwe kumu.
And them two spoke of the same call.
Kakati omujulizi ali mu Bayibuli be bannabbi.
Witness who is in the Bible the prophets.
Ne babeeranga balina omujulizi w'okubiri ye history.
Go to get the second witness who is history.
Ayogerwa abasajja bano European explorers.
That's spoken of by European explorers.
Kakati.
Now.
Twandi bali tubakuwanga tugamba kubulako
okusatu. We beat them say we lack the third witness.
Twali tuyawo. Ati waliwo obunabbi obwasindikibwa mu AD.
There are prophecies sent in AD.
Okuva mu Uganda ne wabweru wa Uganda.
From Uganda and outside Uganda.
Nga nabo bugenda maaso okunyweza ensonga yemwe.
They move on establish the same issue.
Akati bonna ne babeera n'obujulizi obw'ababiri oba abasatu.
A witness of two or three.
Kali ku kikwatagana okuyitibwa okuli ku ggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda.
Concerning the call on Uganda.
Tewakyali kulinda kulala.
No more any more waiting.
Ebiro by'omutume John Mulinde.
Seasons of Apostle John Mulinde.
Wa Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
Ne World Trumpet Mission.
In the World Trumpet Mission.
Yatugambe ekintu kimu.
He told us one thing.
Nze ndiwo kuteeka kkubo ery'okuyitibwa okwo.
I am here to prepare the way of God.
Naye ab'okutuukiriza banvaako emabega bajja.
Fulfill it are coming behind me.
Era tegwali mulimu gw'otuukiriza bino bye tuliko leero.
His work to fulfill this
we are on. Mulimu gwe gwali gwakuteekateeka.
For his work was to prepare.
Newankubadde nga yategekako mu kitundu.
Even though he prepared halfway.
Si mu bulambala.
Not in the full.
Kubaka tuludde katusi tulinganga abagwa obugwi ku kintu ekyokunyonyola ensi obutwa.
As if just falling on explaining to the world.
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus much.
Kubaka tifu twandijjidde nga tukola bukozi.
Would have come, would have just done work.
Ngira twansanze wo TV okuyitibwa ku ggwanga.
Television of the call, a radio.
N'ebiringa ebyo.
And the other media. Fenga
tujja buzi kukola ki?
Just come to do the work.
Naye era okutegeka nawo
okulabibwa.
Naye manya ekintu kimu.
Ekyabajulirwa
abasatu kigenda okubaawo ku nsi.
Ng'abajulirwa
abasatu mu ggulu bo baatudde dda mu nsonga
eyo.
Okuli Kitaffe, kigambo Mukama waffe
Yesu,
wamu n'Omwana n'Omwoyo
Omutukuvu.
Nga nabo baamaze dda oteekamu sitampu. Katuulireko mu bbaluwa yokaana esooka.
Let's hear in 1 John.
Esula y'okutaano.
Chapter 5.
Ngulu omusanvu.
In the verse 7.
Mu King James Version.
In the King James Version.
Ebbaluwa ya yokaana ekisooka esula y'okutaano n'olunyiri olw'omusanvu.
1 John chapter 5 verse 7.
Kubanga era waliwo abajulirwa abasatu mu ggulu.
Mm.
Kitaffe, kigambo, n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu. Era ng'abo bakkaanya mu omu.
Mm. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'osoma mu King James Version.
When you read in the King James Version.
Olunyi baruwe kane soke suri okutanyira omusanvu.
The 1 John 5:7.
Lulaga nti kubanga era waliwo abajulirwa basatu mu ggulu.
It shows there are three witnesses in heaven.
Kitaffe,
the Father,
Chigambo,
the Word,
whom we know
as the Son,
as in
John 1:14,
he
who clothed flesh and appeared to us. Even the Holy Spirit.
These
were the witness who first proved the call on the nation Uganda.
And
those who put the witness of
Ray
on the call which is on the nation Uganda. Now God,
his
issues he knows of them well. And seasons we are in, they are not for waiting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why he's given us all things. We understand them as they are.
There is
no more any more waiting.
We are
going to see two prophets. One from outside Uganda.
And
another from Uganda. And they give us of the prophecy. Speak of the call which is on the nation Uganda. And we want to begin.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We are
going to test two types of prophecy. And
we
speak of the call of the nation Uganda on behalf of other nations. And one of it comes from the nation Uganda. Even another from outside Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now the first prophecy, we are going to see that which came from the nation of Australia.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That which came from the nation of Australia through these ministers. Where there is Wilhelm Watzel and Emil Klein.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then the
second from the nation of Uganda,
we
shall see of the prophets which passed through Apostle John Mulinde
of
the Prayer Mountain Uganda and the World Trumpet Mission. It's one of the prophecies that we snatched out among the many.
That
established what was written in the Bible on the call of Uganda, even those in the history.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So picking a
and we're going to pick out those two that they first give us of that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe let's first pass through those voices. The prophecy on the nation Uganda,
or
the vision on the nation of Uganda,
which
was written in the New Vision newspaper on the Saturday. It was the November. It was the 14th, 1992.
Moved
on to hold and establish the call on the nation Uganda on behalf of other nations. Let's first pass through it. Then I give you the reason. Four reasons we are to be explained in that vision.
And
we shall put them in the Holy Scriptures to get explained of them well. Let's first hear.
19th Austrian Vision on Uganda. The New Vision, Saturday, November 14th, 1992. It reads, Sir, we came.
Let me hope you've heard it well. The Australian Vision on the nation of Uganda.
It's
written in the New Vision newspaper on the Saturday, on the 14th, in the November, in 1992. One of immediately what followed the history. One of prophecies released immediate. Followed the history.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But they were explaining to us that they came from the nation of Australia.
nebaita munsi ye Kenya,
and they passed via Kenya and they came here.
Ninge chibaleta kiri kimu,
brought them is one thing.
And they
said God is right in this nation.
And
they say that this nation is blessed.
It's
God's doing his final work passing through this nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
all I want to tell you, brethren, that as the Australian came, European explorers had just stopped their movement, and they began to give independence to all other nations, and they are going back to their country. As they had just stopped that in 1992,
they
came to establish history which has just been spoken. Let us listen very well.
22. It reads, "Sir, we came to Uganda via Kenya on March 13, 1992, with many expectations, but we are leaving when totally disappointed."
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much. They wrote in this newspaper, and they wrote to the president in those days, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, even all the Ugandans. And they said, "Sir, we came in Uganda via Kenya. And we reached in Kenya by March. It was the
13th
in 1992. And they said they came with many expectations.
Know
why they came with many expectations? They knew well already in the Bible.
This
nation was marked well with the call on it.
And
they heard in the history, and there are many things spoken. The work is moving on. And they wrote the president saying, "But we are living totally disappointed."
Total disappointment.
Means found nothing at all. Neither a sign showing that you know of this thing.
Total disappointment.
That's what we call total disappointment.
You've
got nothing. They found that we were in our own things. Even some of those thought to be the pastors then. They knew nothing. Surprised that today they are rising to attach themselves. Let's move on. We hear,
"We are born again Christians from Austria. During our revival fellowship from Austria, we had a vision about your country. We did not."
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
They say they are born again Christians
from Austria.
As they were
in their revival fellowship,
and
they gathered inquiring from God,
"The
revival to renew us in the world is to come from where?"
And
got a vision on this nation. Let us hear.
"Had a vision about your country. We did not know even in which part of Africa Uganda was."
And they said, though we knew Africa,
but
Uganda we never knew where it is. No, maybe you heard.
In
history, as they spoke of Uganda, them too heard of it.
Don't
know which rightful spot where in Africa it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
No,
as you'll be praying, you know God is to give you.
Maybe
you will tell you to revival the entire world. But God told them no. There is a nation called Uganda. That's what I call from the ancient days. And go right there and tell them. Unless they reached here, you know we were not good readers before. Even reaching, they were no readers. That they will get to read books. Even the Bible, you know, in Africa, when you read in it, we only look out for miracles. What concerns prophecy, we don't read them. Praise Jesus. When they wrote us history, move on, explain of Uganda and the colony. They said, if you want to hide secrets from an African, you write down. Give them a book. They cannot read anything. They have no time. Men from Austria, they were asking. Maybe those people know of it. Those people, it is us. And we know nothing in those days. But we thank the Lord.
Let
they come back like today.
Yes, we have
his way. Praise Jesus.
What is the not we need
to speak? But today we have what to speak. Because the last time passed, they tried to come back. But they are pretenders in the system. These who claim to seeming to know of them, yet they know nothing.
But
we thank God for setting us aside, just as today.
It
first trains us the right thing, just as it meant to be and how it should move. But they shouldn't reach on us and we're struggling.
Just
as some ministers they have reached on in Uganda. And they claim to be what they are not. But we know in the government, even the Ugandan constitution, there is a case of pretend to be what you're not. Impersonation. We request them repent before we manifest. For when we manifest, we shall put a case of impersonation on them, unto God and unto the government.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Don't hear
what they explained in this vision on the nation Uganda, which came from the nation of Australia,
from
the
minister
Wilhelm Watzel and Emil Klein. Let's hear.
According to the vision, Uganda is a blessed country. God is in Uganda. The Lord is doing his final work here in Uganda.
Have you heard very well that according to the vision, Uganda is a blessed country. God is in Uganda.
What are the base?
He's put his base there. God is doing his final work to
blessing
the nation Uganda.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. One of the words we have to explain. Uganda is a blessed country. What is that? God is in Uganda. What is that? God doing his final work based in Uganda. What is that?
Those,
some of the things we have to snatch out. See, another come out and you can't do those things spoken of.
In Uganda, here in Uganda exists a man who is heading this work, who is Elijah, Moses, and Eric David's throne.
Have you heard very well?
That
here in Uganda, there is a man who is to head this work. That man is like Elijah, is like Moses, and is the heir to David's throne. Told you some of the reasons we are to first get
Uganda
explained. Uganda is a blessed country.
Katonda ali mu Uganda.
God is in Uganda.
Katonda akola omulimu gw'okwetonesa yonna ng'asinira mu Uganda.
God is doing a final work basing in Uganda.
Eky'okubiri kitugenda okunnyonnyola.
The second thing we are to explain.
Omuntu oyo lwaki alinga
Elijah? Why is that person like Elijah?
Lwaki alinga Musa?
Why is he like Moses?
Lwaki alinga kabaka
Daudi? Why is he like King David?
Alina okulabika ng'akulemeramu omulimu ogwo.
Meant to head that work.
Walimu okuba omuntu yenna eyeepaatiika.
Never cometh anyone who attaches himself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the covenant box is supposed to be in Uganda. Ugandans are to be a special race of God, God's chosen people.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Bagamba.
They said,
Ntinera, nesanduko ya mateka.
Even the covenant box
inakuwa mu Uganda.
Is supposed to be in Uganda.
Bana Uganda.
The Ugandans are the special race of people, God's chosen people.
That's
the third issue we are to explain.
That
box is meant to be in Uganda. You who attaches yourself on the call, do you know anything of that?
And
that Ugandans
are
meant to be a special race of people, chosen ones.
And
what does it mean to be chosen? Some of the great words we are to explain. Remember, you had gotten explained of this vision briefly.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let us finish.
Some people, we looked for this man and failed to trace him nor the church he is heading.
They said,
we try
to look that man,
trace
where the rightful place he is, or this church he is heading, but we failed to trace him. Where was the problem? Why did they fail to see that person? That is one of the reasons. Why those days?
In
1992, why they failed to discover that person? That is the reason.
Now,
you will attach yourself. Don't refuse, we all as a nation we've
gone. But
pointed on the man to lead us how he's to appear.
Mm-hmm.
According to the vision, the man is on the west part of River Nile.
They said according to the vision, that man is on the western part. Western part. Western part of the River Nile.
Yourself,
I don't know whether you came from those sides.
Because Uganda, of
course, all we Ugandans
are called.
How accept God is the one is pointed on to lead us?
Yes,
praise Jesus. The truth is this. Even though the Israel they are called,
but the
one meant to get them from Egypt, the one pointed on.
And Musa,
it was pointed Moses. You will take these people from Egypt. If they rejected him, they wouldn't have left Egypt.
Neither
the nation God brought then.
So,
except the one God has put there to lead us, we cannot fulfill that work. Till we first accept that person.
So
we have to get explained of that issue. Why the Australians failed to trace that person?
He's
on the western side of the River Nile. What exact part? What place? In those days, how old perhaps was he? Let us finish.
This is no joking matter. We did not save our money for nothing.
They say this is not a joking matter. But they even gathered their money for that. And they said if we dare discover
the
person heading that work, All money we've gathered, we shall put it in that work. The problem was here, brethren. Don't just discover the nation is called, but even to discover the one to lead that work was the other issue. But they believed it, that the nation is called. But what we can say, who to
lead
this work we don't see, they had to go. Yet they remain knowing the nation is called. What's hindered them?
Never
discover the one to head that work. The
citizens
they came in, Apostle John Mulinde was there. He had been born a mature man then. He was in the ministry there. Yet they knew he's not the one.
When
they came in 1992, Apostle John Mulinde to write the book,
A Nation at Crossroads,
Gwanga Masanganzira,
Prophecy on Uganda,
1995, 3 years after the others had gone, he was there existing. Why did they not say that he is the one? Pastor Kayanja, we are there. Why did they not they say that it's Pastor Kayanja?
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much. But they knew.
The person
made to appear like this.
And
they knew data very well.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
But
I point on the issues we are to see.
So
let's mark out those issues first.
Those
we meant to single out in this vision, which came from Australia for the nation of Uganda, through these prophets,
Wilhelm Watzell,
and Emil Klein. We want like 4 issues
which
come from this vision to explain it them. The first issue. The first. They told us
Uganda
is a blessed nation. We have to explain Uganda is a blessed nation. How? How is Uganda a blessed nation? In there we have. Why
did
they say God is in Uganda? We are still on the first issue. But these are sub headings we are to see in that one reason. Why
did
they say Uganda is a blessed nation?
Why
did they say God is in Uganda?
And what
did they say? God is doing his final work,
blessing
the nation of Uganda. That is the first reason that we are to single out. After you get explained,
you
no more get anyone calling you on issues of this call. And they try to appear as if
yet
they have to sit.
Yes, you was
praise know. Jesus much. The second reason, why that man?
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much.
We
ask the second question to get from that vision, which came from the Australians,
from
the nation of Uganda. The second reason.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus much. Why the man to head this work?
He's
like Elijah.
He's
like Moses.
And
he's like King David.
No,
we don't want you to just follow the vision.
And
you tell yourself, I am the one.
Of course,
the vision speaks of us as Ugandans.
If
we lack the one to lead us, we cannot fulfill it.
Accepted
the one sent to us.
No matter
how reject him like they rejected Moses,
still
they have to accept him after. You know Prophet Moses.
Yes,
the Israelites, they first rejected him.
But
the Ugandans, you will not reject that man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now our second reason.
Why the man to
hate the work of the call of the nation
is
like Moses.
It's
like Elijah.
It's
like Moses.
And it's
like King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
our third issue.
Why
the covenant box is meant to be in Uganda?
And
Uganda are special people.
Abantu abalonde.
People chosen.
The
second reason.
Why
the covenant box
is
meant to be in the nation of Uganda?
And Uganda, abantu abenjawulo.
And Uganda are special people.
Abalonde ba Katonda.
The chosen ones of God.
Olw'omulimu ogubaweereddwa.
For the work given them.
Then ensonga yaffe eyokuna.
Then our fourth reason.
Yetunokolayo mukolesebwa okwo.
That we single out in that vision.
Lwaki?
Why these prophets from Austria,
those
who brought the vision on Uganda, they failed to discover that man, yet they knew it.
He's found
at the western side of the River Nile. What happened there?
You're
going to see the problem which happened. Those who fought for King Jesus when he was young, if they knew he was young, they would have failed to discover him. Praise Jesus.
Proved
that man was still there, but he was not yet mature.
For
God cannot show you that a child,
and
a child does not minister. The man is the one who
ministers. And
when he showed them
a
man, special powerful ministry, you still have to find him when he has it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So some
reasons we're going to get explained before. Those singled out in that vision.
Those
prophets from Australia
in
1992. And they brought a prophecy on the nation of Uganda.
The
prophet Wilhelm Watzel and Emil Klein.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
All before we begin, explain one by one reason.
We have a
major reason we note down.
Why
we single all these reasons?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why do you
expect?
Have more well the four reasons we've snatched and singled out. In the time before Jesus came, we explained this. Why we got out four reasons to explain in the vision.
The vision from Australia
on nation Uganda. Why are we singled out four issues to explain them? That's what we begin on. People ask, what are we on? Let me tell you, see, in the time before Jesus came, people knew of the Christ who will be coming.
But
those who arose and claim they are the ones. And they perverted many. They were not. They did outlive for long. Vision speaking of the nation of Uganda. God has a base in Uganda.
To
do his final work all over the world. He marked the one to lead it how we will appear. But it didn't stop. People coming out to attach themselves on it. That's why we single all the four reasons. We go explain them. Know the one to lead us in this world.
He
hears and we admit to believe in him.
Don't
believe him, we cannot run that call. That's the reason why the Australian men, when they failed to discover the one to lead the work, they had to go back.
If
they discover the one to lead the work, they would have remained. What takes them back is not that the nation is not called. They believe the nation is called. What took them back is to fail to discover the one to lead the work. Ask another question as we shall answer it. Their failure based on what? Still God accepted it to happen for a reason. But before we explain the four reasons, we ask the question why. Those four reasons have been singled out to be explained well, then you understand. And we gave you a simple example. When they knew Christ will come on the world, there arose people who claimed to be the ones. In Israel itself, Israel was a cold nation, but the one to bring salvation was too there. It wasn't them to bring salvation.
There
was one to lead them to bring salvation to the entire world. The Lord Jesus.
It has
not appeared, no matter what you try, you can do nothing. Even though there are people who know of the call in the world,
but
it cannot move on until that person has appeared. The Acts 5. There are men who arose and told they are the Christ. And they call themselves something they are not. Now they do not live long. And they did not fulfill any work.
When
they had wait for the Savior, no matter what they would have done.
Bikola by'abatume esura eyokutaano n'olunyiriri olw'asatu mu nnya.
Acts 5 verse 34.
Naye omuntu n'ayimirira mu lukiiko
katuveeko waggulu. Katuve ku lw'asatu mu ssatu.
Bikola by'abatume esura eyokutaano n'olunyiriri olw'asatu mu ssatu.
Acts chapter 5 verse 33.
Naye bo bwe baawulira ne balumwa nnyo ne baagala okubatta. Olwasatu mu nnya. Naye omuntu n'ayimirira mu lukiiko, Omufalisaayo, erinnya lye Gamalyeri, omuyigiriza w'amateeka alina ekitiibwa mu bantu bonna. N'alagira bazze abantu ebweru akaseera. 3:5. N'abagamba nti, abasajja Abayisirayiri, mwekuume eby'abantu bano kye mugenda okubakolako.
Bahari baagala omanyi abatume baaguluka ne babuulira enjiri y'amaanyi.
Apostles arose to preach powerfully.
Kati baakabona n'abafuga mu Israel.
Now the priests and the rulers in Israel.
Ne baguluka okwagala okubatta.
And they rose wanting to kill them.
Naye mbi kwa batume sulene
yokutana. But in the Acts 5.
Asatu munya.
34.
Omu kubakulira abali abafarisayo abamateeka.
One of the Pharisees, the leaders of them.
Amanyiddwa nga Gamaliel.
Who was known as Gamaliel.
N'asituka n'agamba.
He stood and he said.
Basajja bano musooke mbafulumye ko wabweru mbabuulire.
Take these men out and I tell you.
Bakwata abatume ne babafulumya wabweru.
The disciples outside.
N'ataandika okubanyonnyola ng'agamba.
Began to explain them saying.
Byokutta abantu bano musooke mulindeko.
Stop the issue of killing these people.
Yongera ng'agamba bwati.
He moved on to speak like this.
Ebikola by'abatume esuula eyokutaano n'olunyiriri olw'asatu mu omukaaga.
Acts 5 verse 36.
Kubanga edda mu biro ebyayita Suuda yagolokoka ng'agamba nti ye muntu omukulu. Abantu nga 14 ne beegatta naye n'attibwa. Bonna abaamuwulira ne basaasaana emirembe ne gikoma.
Oide bulungi.
You've heard very well.
Gamalieri.
Gamaliel.
Omufarisayo birebi.
Pharisee in those days.
Ekitegeeza nti omukungu mu mateeka.
Means the one who is in the one who is a ruler in the laws. He said, I tell you,
the
people arose to claim they are the Christ and they are great.
Whether it's Judas, yes, yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus.
He mobilized
like 400 men. Those who joined on him.
When he said,
is the Christ they crucified him? When they crucified him, people scattered, nothing moved on. And their work ended there. Now many of you come out and you say that you
were
called to lead God's final work on the planet Earth.
Based
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, a nation called for that work.
But
nothing of understanding, neither of knowledge.
And
you are about to be silenced in the shortest time.
For
there is no meaning you have brought out.
The truth
we all called as Uganda and our friends and all those who love God, those who help us in this work. But God points on the man, the one meant to head and lead us. After a point,
you know,
you arise and you shout and do things, there is nothing you can do. Not being the first to come out
and
call yourself something powerful and great. But the four reasons, those through the prophecy, from the Australians in 1992,
they marked us.
God is best in this nation to do his final work on the planet Earth.
The
person is pointed on how he's meant to appear.
They
want to head that work. Now we must believe. None of us claims to arise be something yet they are not.
It
is not to praise ourselves and attach ourselves. But you have to arise
as
those men pointed on how they worked.
Bikula bya batume esule yo 5 nolunyira satumwo musango.
Acts 5 verse 37.
Oluvannyuma lwe nagolokoka Yuda omugaliraya munaku ezokuwandiikibwa n'atwala ekibiina okumugoberera n'oyo n'abula.
Oide ekyaliwo.
You hear what happened?
Niwajjawo Yuda omugaliraya.
Also came Judah the Galilean.
N'agamba sebo nzewo omugaliraya.
I am the Galilean who saves the nation, the world.
Nze Kristo
wa mwe. I am your Christ.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But he too,
he broke
rubbish and he perished, disappeared quick.
You
know, you can bring your tongues
which
shake the world in a little moment.
No, gamba 66 dogs.
And you say 56 dogs.
No,
and you shake the entire nation because of your 66 dogs.
I don't know
for the 666. You know it better. And you speak great words. And you bring the one of P7.
We got no kankanye sinore kana.
Shake the world, you make noise. And things end there. But I want to tell you,
if
that man there riches in this world,
if nothing
retard, things will move on.
He
will not come when it attaches himself on the call.
He will
come and is the rightful one.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Let me tell you.
He attaches himself, you take him in the vision, he moves by. And he cannot explain it.
He said,
no. You said in this vision.
Okay.
So our Lord Jesus, the vision of Isaiah 60, verse 61, verse 1. That is the Christ. People were able to hear someone who can explain the vision spoken of him. But you can't tell yourself you are in that vision and you cannot explain it. What are we going to move? How can you move it? You know, some of you hear the thing. You always say, people take honors to themselves. That man standing on that pulpit, all honors and
respect.
I will not take honors. I will take responsibility. But it's this. I
want
to get proof from heaven that he is the one.
For
Jesus got the scroll. People said, my God, never gotten someone speak like that. Indeed, he is the Christ. This is not to attach yourself. And those attaching, you just humble.
Accept
one to lead us,
move on.
Then you will stand in power.
These
who attach yourself, I refuse. I told you when we were in the class, and they gave me a paper, I don't understand it. I
filled
my names and put in the paper, and
I filled
the answers, for I don't know them.
I
don't
want to
trouble my head on things I don't understand.
Now,
the time I waste feeling answers, I don't know. Why don't I rest and go to the next paper when I'm sober well?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
People
who have arisen in seasons of deceiving us and they claim themselves something, something powerful, and they call themselves those saviors. Let's repeat Acts, they tell us.
Acts 5
verse 37.
N'atwala ekibiina okumugoberera. N'oyo n'abula. Bonna abaamuwulira ne basaasaana. 38. Ne kaakano mbagamba nti mwebalama abantu bano, mubaleke. Kubanga okuteesa kuno n'omulimu guno obanga bivudde mu bantu birizikirira. 39. Naye obanga bya Katonda temuyinza kubizikiriza. Muleme okulabika ng'abalwana ne Katonda.
Olidde bulungi.
You heard very well.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
The
Spirit of the Lord based in this servant Gamaliel.
He
told them, I tell you, if you want to prove on agile,
the
one who first rose up, that is Fudath.
And then came Judah from Galilee.
He took claim. He is the Savior.
But don't
agile over these issues. Those two had thousands of people, and they perished, even people scattered. Those who first never understood the prayer mountain of Uganda was not meant to run
people.
They were meant to prepare for us. Today, where are they?
You can
come out, call yourself something
that
will not be able to maintain. But do not forget, God goes to speak of the call of Uganda. And Isaiah 19 had told them, I will send you the Savior. That person will be a savior. The savior king of kings. But the one sent by the savior above all. That person, this Australian man, that man is meant to be like this and that.
But
when you read Isaiah 19,
he
points you on that man that he will come as a savior.
We
did not know how he will be appearing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We did not know how he will be appearing. And God sent his prophet from Australia,
Wilhelm
Watzel.
Ne Emil Klein.
And Emil Klein.
But
tell us, how will that person appear? Even though in Prophet Isaiah, and they would send him them those person. Let's go read as we hear.
Isaiah 19,
verses 20.
Ere riba kabonero, ero mujulirwa, eri mukama weje munsi ye Misiri. Kubanga balikabira mukama olwaba jozi, naye aliba weereza omulokozi, ero omukuumi, naye aliba lokola.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus much.
Nti eribeera ya kabonero.
That there will be a sign.
Era obujulirwa.
And the witness. In the land of Egypt,
Africa.
The land of Africa,
for
they shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors, and will send them a savior, a mighty one, and he will save them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Though Isaiah 19:20,
he told us the one who will be sent
will
be in the image of the Savior Jesus
to
prepare for his coming.
Uamanyi.
The mighty one.
We did
know that mighty one, how will be?
The
prophecy which came from the Australian man showed how will he be mighty. He will be like Elijah.
Alibanga Musa.
He will be like Moses.
You know,
all those, they don't joke with them. If we reach to read
all of them,
and he will be like David.
Some
of what we'll see on David,
and
he grows in the bush as he's rearing sheep. Don't you think that person grew in the bush rearing animals? The other, to fight with Goliath.
These
false prophets who have lifted high false ones. Bring the Ark of the Covenant, even the praise and worship of God of truth.
If
you don't see him, okay, you'll be surprised. Those four reasons we have to get explained of them. I've told you one thing you don't understand. You can't be the one and you don't know yourself.
If the
prophecy is spoken of you, you can't explain it.
If you said
to lead the call on the nation Uganda,
yes,
praise you. You must know how did they call you. And we made which covenant? And if we have the glory, what form of glory? And if it's you, the one calling, and you are like Elijah. Okay, what did Elijah do? Elijah part 1 and Elijah part 2.
Part 1,
he fights with the prophets of Baal, the false prophets. Those are schemes of Satan. Part 2, preparing the way of the Lord, John the Baptist. I don't even know.
uyinzo kwe batika mubintu ebyo.
Can you attach yourself on those things?
Kakati Musa kuba tuli babira ba
Moses. Moses, for we have.
Aha, cheche sokerwako.
Okay, what is the first on Moses?
Kujja bana baisaidi Musa yawa.
Israelites from the land of bondage.
Okuba twali kana.
To take them to Canaan. Ateke
dwoko echo cheche sikirize cho kujja bantu kumusobaza yo
mugulu. The shadow of taking people from the world to go back home in heaven.
Musa,
Moses,
yarabe ebyo mugulu.
He saw things of heaven.
Gwe wabiraba.
Did you dare see them?
Ne gwe no chaza nyano
zinyana. I'm still even joking on these issues. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let me tell you, see, this vision of the Australian man, we've just gotten it. Is it not that? It was 2017. Imagine, ask yourself, I began the journey of heaven 2005. And at the Lugazi side, Mabira. And I'm there like David in the bush. You're not the one who can testify of those ones there. Me, I was a shepherd home, rearing. There in our bush, Mabira. But there are some things. Let's wait, we get explained of them.
When
God told me
that
even vision, he didn't tell me this one.
He
told me go in the city, you will find those visions there.
And you've
come to reach on me.
And
already I am prepared.
Yes, you have been.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Jesus much. I don't want us to bring these issues
yes,
as if we are not touching ourselves on them.
But when
entered the call on the nation Uganda, as marked in the prophecies that released in the AD, began with the Australian vision.
We
singled out four main things to be known. Those who have not yet handled the single of them.
We've
gotten a question down there. Why have those issues been singled out? That we know them. To get to avoid those who are
tempted
us. We to believe the one put before us.
Yes, we
praise yeah. Jesus much. Although we are called as Uganda, even friends of Uganda, even those who love God,
we
remain to have the one who leads us. If it's not that, I won't be able to fulfill that call.
But
the one to lead it must be able to know it. And what is meant to be done? Not just to fake it, brethren.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the Luke chapter
4,
our Lord Jesus read what was written of him. Then he will prove that he is the one.
Luke, Esure Yokuna.
Luke chapter 4 verse 16.
Najje Nazaresi je yakulira kulunako olwa sabbiti nayingira mukunganiro ngabo yali empisa ye nayimirira okusoma ole 17 ne bamuwa ekitabo kya nabbi Isaya nabikkula ekitabo nalaba ekitundu awawandiikibwa nti 18 omwoyo gwa Mukama guli kunze kubanga yanfukako amafuta okubuulira abaavu ebigambo ebirungi antumye okutendera abanyage okuteebwa n'okuzibula abazibe b'amaaso okubata ababetentebwa olw'19 okutendera omwaka gwa Mukama ogw'okukkirizibwa olw'20 n'abikkako ekitabo n'akiddiza omuweereza n'atuula.
Oyide bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Ng'enkola yasooka nga najja mu makuŋŋaaniro gaabwe okumala ebbanga.
As we first came to their synagogues for time. Our Lord Jesus.
Okusembe tuliraano mu
Luke 4. What we hear in Luke 4.
Okubira dakule
16.
What
read in the scroll of Isaiah, Isaiah 61, in the verse 1 and
2.
After he read them, he closed the scroll and he said, and they spoke of wow. Let us hear.
Luke chapter 4, verse
20.
Nabikako ekitabo, n'akiddiza omuweereza n'atuula. Abantu bonna abaali mu kkuŋŋaaniro ne bamusimbako amaaso.
Abantu bonna.
All people fastened their eyes on him.
Katulabe.
Let us see.
Azaako ki.
What is this to speak next?
Omanyinyiza okwepangira ku bunnabbi.
Now you may claim.
Ne bukugwa mu bulago ne butandika okutuganga tolina gy'obutwala.
Attach yourself on a prophecy and it strangles you, have nowhere to take it.
Luke 4 verse 21. N'atanula okubagamba nti leero ebyawandiikibwa bino bituukiridde mu matu gammwe.
Ye bwe yali atudde oba batunudde bakanula amaaso.
When sad as they fastened their eyes on him.
N'obagamba leero.
Told them today.
Ebyawandiikibwa bino bituukiridde.
Scriptures have been fulfilled.
Anti nannyini byo yali ayimiridde
mu maaso. The one owned them was standing before them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Luke 4 verse
22.
Bonna ne bamutegereza ne beewuunya olw'ebigambo eby'ekisa ebivudde mu kamwa ke. Ne bagamba nti ono si ye mwana wa Yusufu.
And they wondered. Ebigambo ebyo nga bikulu. Those words are very great.
Na ye nedda.
But no,
mwana wa Yusufu.
That is the son of Joseph.
How come all along
they spoke of him those words?
They wondered
so much even the way he spoke in the scriptures which had never been spoken to them.
And
admitted is the anointed one.
Preach
to the poor the good words.
And
not bring prophecy and
reading.
And you say it speaks of you. When you cannot fulfill it.
And
our prophecy spoken of as a nation called.
Can't
speak of it and it's not to come to pass on us. But is a way to fulfill this prophecy. Believe in the one who is given to lead us.
Luke 4 verse 23. Nabagamba nti temulirema kungamba lugero luno nti omusawo weewonye wekka. Byonna bye twawulira nga bikolerwa e Kaperinaumu bikolere nti bikolere na wano mu kyalo kya nnyo.
Nabagamba
told me to tell you
oluvannyuma lw'okubagamba nti nze wuyo.
I'm telling you that I am the one.
Mugenda kungamba kunaku lumu ebigambo bwebi.
One day tell me words like that.
Wakati munyaniriza nayo oluvannyuma.
Now you will help me, but after.
Eri ku musalaba mugenda kungamba nero
kuleze. At the cross you will tell me to save myself.
Kubanga ngambi nze murokozi.
For I've said I'm the savior.
Nira tebali maba yali ali ku musalaba muruka.
On the cross in Luke.
Muruka abiri musalaba.
Luke 23.
Elisajja sebo. Eri bine eri muga soka wero
ko. And the thief told me first, told him to save himself first.
That
spoke was in the hearts of all Israelites who were rebellious.
He told
them that you will tell me that word, all of you.
And
it passed through the thief whom he was crucified with.
And he brought the
voice of all rebellious Israelites.
He's
the one who saved the people. Why doesn't he save himself?
Luke 4 verse 25.
Luke
4
verse 24.
N'agamba nti mazima mbagamba nti tewali nabbi akkirizibwa mu kyalo kyabo. 25. Naye mazima mbagamba nti waliwo bannamwandu bangi mu Isirayiri mu biro bya Eriya. Eggulu lyaggalirwa emyaka esatu mu emyezi mukaaga. Enjala nyingi bwe yagwa ku nsi yonna. 26. Eriya teyatumibwa eri omu ku bo, Wabula ezala fesi munsi ya Sidoni eriyo mukazi namwandu olwabiri mu musanvu era wali wabantu bangi abagenge mu Isirayiri mu biro bya Elisa nabbi tewali n'omu ku bo eyalongoosebwa wabula Nayamani yekka omusuuli abiri munaana ne bajjula obusungu bonna abali mu kkuŋŋaaniro bwe bawulira ebigambo ebyo
ne bagamba omusajja ono yeeyitaki
what does this man call himself
yes he was
praise Jesus
naye abooluganda
but brethren
ensonga etunakozaayo ensonga ziri ennya
why we singled out the other four issues
ku bunnabbi n'okwolesebwa
on the vision of the Australian
okwava mu Australia
the Australian vision
Uganda,
in the nation of Uganda
mwaka gw'olukumwenda kyenda mu
bbiri 1992
ngabugamba nti ensi yaffe yaweebwa omukisa
say that our country is blessed
era katonda ngaliwa no mugwanga
God is right in the nation
era ngashinira mugwanga ya Uganda
this is the nation of Uganda
okoro mulimo gwo kwetu lensi yo
okusemba yo the final work to all over the world
era nga batugambi
and they've told us
no muntu ayino kulembera mu mulimo
even the person who head that work
alinga Elijah
is like Elijah
alinga Musa
is like Moses
alinga nga kabaka Daudi
like King David
yani bongeya ni batugamba
and they moved on to tell us
nesanduko ya mateka inakuba mugwanga
even covenant boxes to be in this nation
ngabo yalinga mu Israel
just as it was in Israel
eranga Uganda bantu banjawulo
Uganda are a special race of people
bantu abalonde duru omulimo
ogwenjawulo people chosen for a special work
yani bagamba nti bali mu lokunonyo okulaba
omuntu they failed to trace that person
nitwagala okuzula ensonga
we want to discover that reason
niwangu wadenga bali bamanye asinganiwa
even though they knew where he's found
kusaidie uchika kono
on the western side
of
the river Nile
ndizwane mbuna river Nile echali
think you see even in prophecy river Nile is indicated
sagala kusuka wano
I don't want to go beyond here
esonga za fuziri nyatu zitandikako enja
four issues we start on them tomorrow in the name of the Lord Jesus. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.